that's in the state, super, everything.
Looking at our major points briefly, they basically, at the moment, is, you know, are the. And, you say, looking at demand, is that, well, in the whole Bellsburg business that I was very tough with Peterson on the 17th of April, saying, you cannot go into national security matters in the Watergate case. On the other hand, Peterson, when I talked to him, said, well, the bottom line, Mr. President, as I told Ron Ziegler, his first reading was, we did first in the interior. So my point is if that comes up, that's the answer. I have to say national security for certain things, but I wasn't trying to cover up about anything. I mean, I didn't. Oh, and as a matter of fact, nothing had been furnished to Ellsberg either. Nothing had been furnished to the prosecution, which Peterson also knew of that fact, and he already had the stuff. So he's in a, his
story is a reflection of the sense of responsibility here, not anything short of goddamn it. What would serve our purposes better than to send a wiretap out there in which this son of a bitch has proven to be a goddamn sex maniac and drug addict?
Well, the wiretap.
And we didn't know
that. No, the wiretap was one thing, but also the hunt, the burglary too was also involved in this.
That's right.
Conversation.
And,
but what good was that? You send that out when nothing had happened on that either. You see, that was the whole point. It was a national security thing. You see, a burglary in obtaining evidence does not poison a trial unless it produces something that gets in the hands of prosecution. And nothing got in the hands of the prosecution. That's why Peterson didn't act on it. Until much later, when the word began to get around. How would you respond to this whole Dean memorandum when they try to break it? I guess some way just abhor the idea. I know that there's a CAC rally in the country and all that sort of thing, but it just shocks me that I have to think of my going out on national television responding to the fact that there was a memorandum and defending the fact that 2 days later, the memorandum was not carried out. We did this, that, and the other thing, but maybe that is going to be necessary. I don't know.
Conceivable, I think it's undesirable, and I don't think it will be. And if I were to ask you today, I'd say it's far better for you not to be out there on an issue that, goddamn it, that's for someone else to do.
Yeah. Now, how would you handle it then? That is, you try to do it.
It might be necessary to have the spokesman for the intelligence committee, maybe all of them, maybe the key guys that participated in that committee, and have it explained in detail, hand out the white paper and press conference to maybe a congressional meeting. It's not your business to meet the leader. God damn, this was the intelligence community. You know,
what was their recommendation to me? And it was their recommendation to me that I approved. And it involved a lot of things. The unfortunate thing that the banning is that President approved burglaries. That's a tactic, correct?
Yes, but, you know, that's right, and that's
tough.
Meanwhile, it's not tough. It's going to be very easy in the context of taking on the issue of what it wasn't done.
Was it done?
Contingency planning and the first one.
Contingency planning. Right. And the intelligence community recommended it as a contingency plan.
See, I could see a hell of a situation in which you might have a briefing over here or over at Justice. see what would that give you kind of thing you want to do with a handout or a rice paper. It may not be, that may not be the thing to do, but that's one option. Another one is just a simple free of the press and the handout or a rice paper. It's conceivable if the thing got totally out of hand. If it was really an onslaught paper and the paper itself was compromised, was put out by either the committee,
which it may be,
then there's a possibility that you would want to rally the country on that issue. Look what has happened. Now is the time to get this thing back out, and we'll speak no more on this subject. But here's what the facts were, boom, boom, boom. Now, with respect to Watergate, there have been this and maybe take that on one more time and say,
that's the argument at the bottom of this, you can have confidence in your country.
And it may be the time, you see, to wipe out the areas on a wave of popular revulsion. You see, that's all these things are converging to where this might be what you wanted. It is a PR game. There's no doubt any question about it. And we want to be able to think along a number of contingency lines to the best way to do it.
You got to think of the Dean papers probably in the hands of Woodward and that bunch now, I think so.
If they don't have the paper, they're getting it though as fast as they can write it. It's been moved to them. And it was very evident they fired their first shot this morning.
But there's a long term scheme that started in 69, right? Didn't start in 69.
And they had it before, my friend. But there's even more than that. There are those who want to trace it back in the earlier administration and to build the issue of civil liberties, the over concentration of power in the presidency.
That's
what this is.
That's why we've got to throw it back to 67 too.
Yeah, right. That's the way you talk about that. What these policies were. These weren't anything new. This was a return to the policies of 67. And you get every president who's ever, any man who's ever supported the presidency.
Well, plenty of business now. Let us understand in approving anything that the intelligence community recommended burglaries. I mean, and serves. This is, of course, something that we would, that would only be an ultimate weapon that would be used in the event that the national security was seriously compromised.
With a specific,
I said, specifically compromised with espionage and so forth as a response.
Certainly, it's so easy to handle.
What people would be watching on that?
Oh, they live that way. Every American lives with television watching this stuff. And it's the good guys who do it. And if they do it successfully, they're better guys. We haven't done that. We're not going to have difficulty with anything in that thing.
Yeah.
See, our problem,
I still feel myself. They're trying to slop this old bad thing. I don't know. You see, Watergate now is getting, I don't know. They're now getting CIA involved. Mixing it up with that. And then, of course, they're trying to mix it up with this. Maybe that's bad, though. Bad in the sense that the country looking at Watergate is a keeper.
That's the great danger. That's the one we have to be so sensitive to. And the really dangerous elements in the opposition, that's the track they're pursuing.
That's what they're after.
And it goes beyond you. It goes beyond into the whole constitutional process.
Well, frankly, the ones we're out to get over. It goes to the whole business about whether or not you have security versus freedom. You know, security versus license, basically. But I have to fight that issue to come hell or high water. And maybe that is what you do have to do on television, as I say.
And that's why I say...
I hope not, but I hope not too,
but it may be.
Probably will come to that.
See, if that issue breaks suddenly, process of doing so.
And then pointing out the top people recommended. You can be sure, you think there was massive voting support. It is the least.
It could be weakly defined.
The least in this administration of any administration, I can point out. This is a, that we find. I think I admit that one.
I think it could be on there. It gives the opportunity. You could have these array people behind you and do it in the West Room.
That's right. That's right.
God, I'll tell you, it would really be impressive. Kill the committee hearings at that same time? I guess it.
Why would you kill them? How would you kill them? Because technically.
What they've done, this is a typical example of how justice is being distorted. There are problems. There were. We know. I have pressed harder than anyone.
Right. We've got to have more. Okay.
Get the juridical process there, but get out of the core of this government. We're going to run the government. Go ahead with the great things we have to do.
Yeah.
This would be just. I think it would be good. Now, it may not crystallize that way, but you can't lose sight of it.
That's right.
That it might.
We must be prepared to go to that length.
Yes, sir. But there have been a number of ways of dealing with this.
That's why we must keep our week next week quite free, in case we have to move in that direction.
We'll know in another day or two. They'll start to be. See how bad after today was wrong on this issue. I think it won't break. Next week sometime here. Because I really don't have enough yet.
Well,
they're hard pressed on whether to go out with this thing at this time.
Why are they hard pressed on it?
Well,
they've had it for a long time. I think they have a gold mine.
Yeah, I do think they have a gold mine, and they're going further on a soury atmosphere and put that out and bait us to come back and deny.
Right.
And set us up with denials. Then,
right.
Then they'll do it.
We will not fall into that trap. We'll be damn careful.
That's why I told Ron to say today. I've heard that story several times. He's a very serious allegation, and it's the obligation of the office of the story like that to present us with the fact. It baits him a little bit, and yet not too. See, I know what they expected. There's no room to that. We don't know. So I've got to make a big story today. If you go no, 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 we'll be playing their game and they'll be in control of the pace. I'm just baiting them a little, going back. They're going to have a skull session trying to figure out how to go around to it, how to flex it and put out more fast. We want to suck them out.
Do you think they know the point that they may not know? Is it them being turned off?
I think they don't know what was there, but they think the worst.
Yeah. And we'll try to make it worse. But our whole point is to be sure that our guys, Peterson, particularly, must know it. Ruckel's house must know it. And Schlesinger must know it. That this goddamn thing never went through. And Helms must know it, shouldn't he? Last thing. Among all your reassurance thing today, can you reassure Holmes? I mean, so Lazard said that he was asking Lazard whether he thought he ought to submit his resignation as ambassador, and I said, what in the name of Christ is he thinking about? Of course he shouldn't submit his resignation as ambassador. Don't you agree?
Unless he testifies something we don't know.
The letter you get from the doctor in Philadelphia.